Anyway, we got three game sevens tomorrow in the afternoon, in the evening, and then late night if you're on the East Coast. And here is our TSN hockey analyst, Dave Pullen, to break those down, including three games tonight. We could have three more game sevens. What a weekend that would be, Pullen. Yeah. Can you imagine a six-pack of game sevens this weekend?
I'm thinking we get two tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sort of leaning towards two tonight. I'm thinking about this whole home ice thing. It's crazy because there was only four teams out of the 16 teams that haven't won in the other team's barn in the playoffs. Obviously, Boston, Carolina has been a home ice series. Nashville didn't have a chance of winning in Colorado, and the Rangers. And everybody else has won at least one game, and four teams have won two games on the road. And we make such a big deal about home ice. I don't know whether guys are better off getting away and saying, you know what, just focus on hockey and let's play here. But Colorado, L.A., Edmonton, and St. Louis have all won two road games. And so now you're going into it and you're thinking, boy, oh boy, I don't know tonight. I'd love to see a healthy Pittsburgh team, but the Rangers, I think, push it. And I think Washington can win at home tonight.
Pooley, what, you know, we just talked about Game 7. You talk about home ice advantage. What would be your messaging to, let's bring it home to the Leafs or even Edmonton? You know, these are both, you know, these organizations kind of, for some reason, have been tied together. Star power, get out of the first round type of thing. What would be your messaging for either from management or coaching to these players heading into, you know, a big game like that tomorrow night on home ice?
Yeah, eliminate the distractions. I mean, you have to. And I think the guys are pretty good at doing that now. But eliminate every single thing that can potentially be a distraction at home. And I just think coming in, I've played home, you know, game sevens on the road and at home. And there's sort of a bonding playing a game seven on the road, you know, an us against the world type of thing. And it's crazy, but I think particularly, Jamie, with talking about Edmonton and Toronto, and, you know, when are the young stars going to break through? I mean, you look at guys that haven't come close to winning a cup yet, superstars like Nathan McKinnon and McDavid and Draisaitl and Matthews and Marner, and when are they going to? And so I think my messaging is eliminate all the distractions, like really eliminate any type of distraction that can possibly be, whether it's your neighbor bugging you or, you know, don't stop for gas or whatever it may be. But I think the Leafs have a unique situation. This is the best Leafs team that we've seen, guys. It just is. In terms of makeup, it is. And in terms of sort of unflappable guys like David Camp, you know, he doesn't get upset about too much. And you know, there's been quite a turnover. I mean, you think about it, Lyubushkin and Giordano and Camp and Bunting and Kasha. You know, there's a handful of new guys in the lineup, and that should help in a situation like this. Because what does Gio care about it? And Jamie, you know him well. What does he care about the history of the Leafs? He doesn't, you know, and the negative stuff that's gone on. He's just like, hey, boys, let's go. We got a great chance to win tonight.
Yeah, well, you'd have to believe so. Go ahead. Sorry, Al.
What about inside the locker room? Do you think everybody should just understand that all of their teammates should know the magnitude of the situation? Or do you think it'd be important to, like an Austin Matthews, to say a little something? Or I've never played in a game seven. Just it must be so, the nervousness. Like, what do you think should happen or could happen inside the locker room?
I think for the Leafs, it would be loose. I think that would be the key. And you know what? It may be Matthews doing something maybe a little bit out of the ordinary for him. I'm not sure if it's a speech-o, but, you know, his statement after the game I thought was pretty strong last night.
Yeah.
At a certain point, guys just get sick of it. Like, we're sick of it, and we can control it now. And nothing else matters. Where you're drafted doesn't matter. What your contract is doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. Salary cap tomorrow night doesn't matter. All that matters is winning one game. And it's a crazy thought to think you can change the perception of a lot of individuals and of an organization of where it's at right now with one win. And as crazy as that is, that's where the Leafs are right now. And, you know, and I wouldn't expect, like, if this team loses, you're going to see changes because of the cap situation. I mean, you're going to see changes. And it's not necessarily because this exact team can't win together. This exact team just can't stay together. And then that's going to be the problem. Lane McKeever's going to, you know, he'll be a tough one to keep around. And Morgan Riley's getting the big bump, so that means somebody else might have to go. Campbell's making $1.6 million. That's not going to happen if he stays next year. And so there's all these factors that say this is the team that we have right now, and it's going to be different next year. But we can control what people think about this group with one win. Wouldn't you think you could muster up something different? Now, there's another team on the other side that's got something to say about that, guys, and that's your concern, right? And the luck of the draw has it that the other team is really good about figuring these types of things out.
Yeah, well, that's the truth about Tampa and their history. And last night, it's Braden Point. Of course, he finds a way to win it. And they were showing the board all night, you know, how many OT winners are on that team. Corey Perry's got a million OT winners in his career. And Point's got multiple. Kucherov's got multiple. And the Leafs are in a very different spot, you know. And yet, it could come down to a guy like Kampf, like you mentioned, or an Engvall. Or Blackwell's not playing a ton of minutes, but I think he's been pretty effective. And I give him credit. I wasn't sure what he'd bring, but yeah, he's bringing some energy. I think he's brought that. But ultimately, it's probably going to come down to, you know, the superstars on both sides, which has been the same storyline leading up to Game 7, you know, 1 through 6. And then there's the goaltenders. And Vasilevskiy has proven in these moments before that he's more than capable of stealing a game if he has to. It never gets phrased that way, even though I believe he's 5-0 in Game 7s with 5 shutouts. So
yeah, that's in elimination games, in the last 5 elimination games, which is crazy.
Right.
But, you know, all these streaks and all these records and, you know, all these overtime goals that Corey Perry has and everybody else, they all started somewhere. And that's what the Leafs have to believe. I mean, they've got to start it somewhere. Hey, let's start our run right now. Let's start our run of seventh game victories or elimination game victories or whatever it is. When you see something that's built up like that, and Tampa went through a lot of pain, guys. They went through, you look back over, you know, those from 2010 to 20, and they had a lot of heartbreaks over those years. They just did. And now, because they're invincible, everybody assumes they've always been invincible, but they haven't been. And they figured it out. But they also had the ability to stay together and figure it out. And this group won't, simply because of cap considerations. You know, back to your seventh game, oh, it's interesting because, you know, I played in 8 of them, and they're all different. But there's a suddenness to it. You know, you go into a game, and it's game 5, and one team is up 3-1. Well, one team can go home that night. But when you walk into the barn at night, and you know one team's not playing tomorrow, that's the difference. You know, you line up for that opening faceoff and you look across the guy and you say, one of us is not continuing to play hockey this year. That's the difference. That's the strangeness to it. Someone's going home.
Does that, I mean, do you find, Pooley, that the players that you played with, when they have that mentality, did they embrace it? Was there anxiety? Was there fear? Like, you know, take us in the room as far as the emotions of these guys and what they're going to go through. Again, I mean, you know, Tavares and all of these guys with the Leafs that we've talked about, they've been there a couple times and they've come out on the wrong side. But what type of emotions will be coursing through their veins as they, you know, get onto the ice tomorrow night? And you know, how can you control that?
Well, they should be worried about being too revved up. And that's what you're almost hoping for. I'd rather temper them down a little bit than have to drum somebody up. But it's the individual personalities. Like, you know, I'm trying to count in my head, and I can't do the math this fast, but, you know, probably 4 or 5 of those game 7s, I'm going into the game with Rick Tocchet as a line mate or a teammate. Like, is that a guy you want in the game 7? Is that a guy you think, yeah, something's going to happen? Well, that guy's going to have my back. And we had a bunch of those guys. Brad McCrimmon, the ultimate guy to have in a game 7. You know, it's just about personalities and who embraces it. And how do you build that? You have to have the experience and build it. And so far, these guys are haunted because they haven't handled that well. And, you know, the Austin Matthews I'm watching right now, I want in a game seven, guys. He had another 9 hits last night. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a guy who's physically taking his game to a different level right before our eyes. Mm-hmm. And you know, the one thing I would say is you might have someone, and how effective would it be if a Mitch Marner grabbed a Willie Nylander? Like, how effective would that be? And said, look, Willie, we need you tonight. I'm going to be there. We need you. Puts pressure on himself. But I would love that messaging in that locker room. And because Nylander is so capable, guys, we know that. But I'm not sure what's going to happen tomorrow night. I'd like to think he's going to be great. But wouldn't it be interesting? And, you know, I did it. I did it with a couple different players on occasions where I just felt that we needed that player so bad. And that's the way I'd word it, right? It wouldn't be like, hey, you better show up. It'd be like, hey, do you know how good you are? And do you know the kind of impact you can have on the game tonight? You can be the difference in this game. That'd be my wording. And it would be done like in the stick room, or, you know, it wouldn't be a show of in front of anyone, or it wouldn't be, you know, a big production. I'd grab somebody quietly, you know, by the coffee machine. And I had no qualms about saying stuff like that, but that's because we grew together as a team, mm-hmm. and we challenged each other.
Pooley, it comes down to the simple thing that. Is it comes down to everybody do what you got to do to have the best game of your life tomorrow. If that means you don't want to go to morning skate, if that means you want to wear no bucket and nobody cares. Whatever you have to do to play your best game, you go ahead and do it.
That's the message, Joe. That's the exact game seven message. That would be, you might go down there and give it to them tomorrow night.
It's good pep talk. Yeah, I like the idea of the guy, like the depth player, telling the superstar, we need you tonight, as if that's not understood.
Guys, we all know Chaser. He was not shy in the locker room to say, you know, don't be shy.
Oh, I've
got to be good tonight.
Yeah,
he'd say it to anybody.
He knew that he was going to do what he did, and that's the point. You know, that's what Brian, I think you're saying is, or you said it actually. Chaser knew what he was going to do. He wasn't going to score, but you better believe if there was anything going on, he was going to grab somebody, mm-hmm. and he was absolutely going to do what he did best. Like, you know, singers sing and the dancers dance, but you got to be there tomorrow night. You have to. It's such an opportunity for this team to take a step.
Yeah, it's a series in the making. It's a season in the making. It's an era in the making. It's 18 years in the making. I mean, you can go back to whichever line you want to, whichever date you want to, and say this is what it all comes down to. And that's the beauty of the sport, that it can be just a one-off. And it's not only in Toronto. The same thing will apply in Carolina tomorrow and Edmonton tomorrow. The fact of the matter is all three games will play out drastically different. Like, I'll bet you there'll be a blowout tomorrow. I don't know which game it'll be. But I wouldn't be surprised at all, and I don't know which team it will be. You know, it could be a home team, could be a road team, but I could see a blowout tomorrow, I could see an overtime game tomorrow, and then I could just see a good back and forth. Like, I could see three drastically different outcomes. And that's the amazing thing about a game seven, right? Is that you would assume everyone shows up to play and everyone has a great game and everything's left on the ice. And from an energy standpoint, that can be the case.
Dude,
but
it's a huge
maybe you just
moment,
don't have
Hazy.
Your stuff.
It's a huge moment in the city.
Yeah.
If you go legend tonight, every kid in street hockey for the next 20 years will. It's one of those things. If you do something awesome, I went Matthews game seven.
That's right.
I did. Like, it's just an opportunity for legendary type stuff.
And there's always the unsung hero. Like, when I think of Stefan Matteau, who I played with, I knew what he was as a player. Matteau scored that big goal for the Rangers. Like,
how many times you see that goal, Jamie?
It's scoring from behind the net too. But that's the thing. Like, that's the only scary part, and I said this the other day, so I've got to be consistent, about a game seven. You can have the game of your life, and it's a tight game, you throw it towards the net, it hits a shin pad and goes in. That happened to Washington was it 2 years ago? Didn't it go off?
Justin Williams.
Went off the shin pad in front. And that ended Washington trying to go back-to-back. Like, it happens, but that's, you know, there was. I thought Tampa early on in overtime last night were just trying to throw pucks across the front of the net. I don't know if you saw that. There was
Yeah, they were.
A few bad angle shots, because you're like, I'll throw it to the net. It doesn't have to be a beautiful one. Last night wasn't a beautiful goal.
No, it was just a battle in front.
Bang away, and it gets across. Barely got across the line. I think Bunting actually helped it by accident. But it happens. It doesn't have to be, the most perfect play. That's the thing. Tomorrow night, you're expecting legends to go legend, but there are other guys that might write their own tale based on, what they're able to do in one particular moment as well.
Absolutely.
Well, it's funny because you think about Matteau, and the minute you said it, and all I could think about was, why did Matteau have that chance in Game 7? Because Messier went Messier in Game 6.
Right. And,
so your stars were doing what they did along the way. And, it's been a pretty balanced attack for the Leafs through this. Like, you can't say, blank has been terrible or blank hasn't shown up, because that's not the case. I mean, everybody, could you get more from guys? Of course you can. But everybody's played pretty well. The defense has battled hard. Matt Labushkin, man, what a great pickup. What a great job of pro scouting. Because someone was going to Arizona to see him, guys. And someone was figuring out that there was a guy in Arizona who could battle in a really important game.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. That's a sneaky good pickup. So kudos to the pro scouts who nailed that, because, you knew what Gio was going to bring. But I think when they made the Labushkin deal, none of us went, oh, well, they're settled now. That's great. He's a tough guy and he plays hard. But to a man, they've all played well, and you have to convince them that for a night they have more.
Yep, and that will be the messaging tomorrow, not only in Toronto, but in Tampa and Edmonton. And, the LA Kings are going to say the same thing, Carolina, Boston, and we may have some additional Game 7s later this evening. Yep, on Sunday. We absolutely could see that being the case. It's going to be a fun weekend nonetheless, Pooley. Enjoy it, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your night. Enjoy the hockey.
Yep, we will. There's Dave Pullen, our TSN hockey analyst. Another thing that has been a development that was an uncertainty 2 weeks ago was the play of Jake Muzzin. I think he's been settled in and...
Dude, he's been really good.
...played with confidence. Yeah, wow. I think the pairing of him and Brody, which we didn't see really all year,
no,
has really connected and played well.
Agreed, because I think what has happened is they gave him a lot of time to recover and almost start over his season. And, when you don't notice him in a negative way, that means he's playing well. Like,
right.
Just because he's a hard hitter. He had a couple good hits last night. One in the neutral zone stepped up. Like, there's been some pretty good hits, in this series.
Yeah.
Like, physicality throughout the playoffs, which I don't mind that. That's guys stepping out of their comfort zone, trying to finish checks. But, yeah, I think he's been fantastic based
on... Role definition, too.
Yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Simple. Go out there, battle, hit, get the puck out, outlet passes. You don't have to quarterback the second unit on the power play. You don't have to do any of that. Be a solid contributor. Get pucks at the net at the blue line. It's just like any industry, Brian. Role definition is key for people to have success.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's absolutely right.